8:32 here on Quicksilver this morning. I'm joined in studio by Billy Meacham from Safe Passage. February is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. And we always like to invite the folks in from Safe Passage to address the topic. You know, I think about February, I guess I think about Valentine's Day. I don't know if that has any, why the observance is in February or not, but how big a problem is this, Billy?
Well, I think it's a lot bigger than people understand. One stat that we always try to give out is that 1 in 3 teens will be affected by teen or dating violence sometime in their lifetime. And a lot of that is because things happen and they don't want to tell the parents, so they keep it quiet and then it just kind of escalates. So it's a lot bigger than what I think, you know, parents realize.
1 in 3 is shocking.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And when we're talking teens, I mean, I guess we kind of go to high school, but teens can get into the middle school, can't they?
That's the other issue, is that most people think high school or early years of college when you say that. But, yeah, nowadays it is getting younger, and that's even scarier. And those kids at that age really don't understand, you know, what they're dealing with. So if the parents are not aware, it just, like I said, it leads to, you know, all kinds of issues as adults. So we do what we can to try to catch things at an early age with education and prevention techniques for the parents and the schools. And hopefully that, you know, we can see that number start to drop.
Yeah, I guess when we think of Safe Passage, we think of mothers. But you're already getting down to the lower levels to maybe prevent something.
Yes, that's
in the future, I would think.
Yeah. Yes, that's I think that's one way for to help maybe not need as many domestic violence shelters later, is to maybe stop some of this stuff before it even gets started. We have been going out to all the schools in our areas, even further than our normal areas, trying to give out education materials to all the schools and posters for this month. And so far, things have been going well.
Yeah. People may not know you cover, what, a 9 county?
9 counties. Yeah. And the other 9 counties other than Randolph that we cover, it's because there's not any type of shelter in those areas. So I think a lot of things that happen in those counties, the schools try to do the best they can, but if they can't help, especially with, you know, the domestic violence issues, there again, a lot of stuff, you know, just goes unnoticed. So we've reached out to all 9 counties and are hoping to be able to get into those schools to actually do some education.
Billy Meacham, my guest here in studio. So what are some of the things when you're presenting these programs at schools? What are you telling the young people?
Well, what we actually have, we have a group of ladies that go out and do an interactive curriculum where they actually get the kids involved with scenarios as to, you know, what can happen. Like when people invade your space first, how do you feel? And then they do a program called In Her Shoes, and it's about, you know, violence that happens to a woman or a young girl. And so we would act out like whoever would be the boy or the person that's being the aggressor. We would use them. Sometimes I get involved myself, but it is a real interesting subject, the curriculum itself, because it actually shows you the other side. If you've never dealt with it, it kind of wakes you up to realize that, wow, this is not fun.
I would think the first step is to prevent anything from escalating. If you can knock, stop it early before it escalates and becomes a greater problem.
Yeah, we try to. Nowadays, it's so, you know, everybody is so afraid of telling stuff that happens to them because they're afraid of being called a snitch or a sissy or whatever. So kids are afraid to get labeled. And so a lot of times, just getting them to understand that telling, when somebody does stuff like that to you, is not, you know, don't be afraid. You know, that's what you need to do. So that's basically the first step, is getting them to be able to open up to somebody.
Yeah. I guess one thing probably as parents is just recognizing the fact that this can be and is a problem, and not just to turn our head to think that, or be naive to think that it doesn't happen.
Yes, that's a lot of parents, you know, if they notice changes in their children that not normal behavior, there usually is something going on. And for parents not to be afraid to ask if you're having a problem, and if they are told that there's something going on, not to be afraid to figure out what is the best option, whether that's just going to the school. It is, you know, even Safe Passage has been around since 1996 here, but I still run into people that really don't understand what Safe Passage is all about. That's so a lot of people think we're just a homeless shelter. They don't understand the other dynamics of it. So, yeah, a lot of it is just education for the parents also.
Billy Meacham in with me for a few more minutes here. Teen dating violence awareness is our topic here this morning on the program. Is this physical violence, even at the teen level?
Yes, some of it is. Some of it is, you know, more the emotional. But, yeah, there are teenagers that are getting, you know, pushed, grabbed. Probably some are getting choked. It's one of those, you know, that goes back a long time where, you know, when you say no to whoever you're dealing with, that, you know, getting them to understand that no means no. And so, yeah, with the physical part is getting worse at this age than it used to be. Used to be, I think, more of the verbal and, you know, the emotional part and trying, like, the peer pressure. Now, I think because teenagers know more about sex and, you know, than they used to. So I think the pressure is getting younger every year, and those who try not to get involved with that, it's just a lot harder not to.
Yeah. Are you available to do programs in the area?
Yes. We can, all you have to do is call the shelter anytime, and we can go to any school, any business, hospital, even parent groups. So any, and it doesn't have to have a big group. We can do just one or two parents at a time. Any size group that you would need, we can do.
Billy is the volunteer coordinator at Safe Passage. Are you looking for volunteers?
Yes, that is a continuous problem with nonprofits. My job is directly tied to the grant that I'm working under. And what I want to talk about this year is the direct service program. And that is the volunteers that have to have a certain amount of training to work directly with clients. And the training, the hours are set up by the state. We didn't make these up ourselves. But every hour that a direct service volunteer works at the shelter, we get, we can count that as $18 matching funds toward the grant for the following year when it's due. So that is, and my job is directly tied to this grant. So it is harder to get the direct service because of the training involved, but it is very rewarding because of you're actually getting to see the people that you're helping on a daily basis, or however, you know, whenever you come in. So it is, once we get past the training part, they're, you know, it's very fun situation. It's not, and they get to do basically what they want. You know, we don't say you have to do this, you have to do that. Some people have a certain skill set when they come in, and we use those, you know, such as budgeting classes. We've just had a lady from a bank came in and did those classes, and she had never done it before, and she just loved it.
So if folks would like to inquire more about how to become a volunteer, how can they do that?
Yes, you can get a hold of us for either program at 269-8999, and you can get a hold of me directly at 676-4989.
All right, Safe Passage. They do great work just to help in our community and our region. We appreciate Billy, you, and I know Debbie couldn't make it in this morning, and folks at Safe Passage for all the work you do.
Well, thank you for, you know, putting this on the radio. I hear every people from the time that we're on this during the year that they say they hear, you know, the rerun of the program on the radio. So we appreciate, in, you know, all that you do for us every year too.
Glad to do it. I know for volunteers, certainly you can understand. You got to have some. you know, some training, some specific yes. training in this yes. area. It can't just be jump right in.
Yeah, actually, yeah. For those that I've talked to in the past that wanted to get involved, but just didn't want to do that 48 hours of training, please get a hold of me again, because the state has kind of loosened. We've got more options now okay. for the training than what we had before.
Yeah, just check it out. See yeah. what's involved. Yeah. It might fit your needs. Hey, thank you, Billy, for
thank
coming
Thank you.
In. Billy Meacham from Safe Passage joining me here on Quicksland this morning. We're going to hear from Ann Barrett, Moberly Area Council on the Arts. Coming up next.
Hello, this is Ann Barrett with the Moberly Area Council on the Arts. Join us.